Okay, so I was asked to speak because I was told that a brother should speak or a relative should speak, and Andy's related but further. So despite how good that speech was, I'm also going to give a Dvar Torah. In this parsha, Benot Slovchad approach and ask for a plot of land. And when the Pasuk tells us who Benot Slovchad are, who Slovchad was, it says, it goes all the way back to Menashe, and then it says Ben Yosef. So why does it tell us that Yosef, meaning we already know Menashe ben Yosef. So Rashi tells us Yosef had Chibar Aretz, and Benot Slovchad also had Chibar Aretz. So in order to tell us Benot Slovchad's intentions were about their love of Eretz Yisrael, it connects it to Yosef, because Yosef wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael rather than in Mitzrayim, so he also had Avas Aretz. So why was it, though, that Avas Aretz meant that they had to own a piece of land? Can't you have Avas Aretz by living here without owning? There are a lot of people who live here and don't own a piece of land. Why is that part of Avas Aretz? There are people who visit. There are all sorts of ways to have Avas Aretz. Why is owning a part of it? But really, Ramosha Feinstein said in a drasha that we can connect this to Ketiva Sefer Torah. Why do you have to write a Sefer Torah? Why isn't it enough just to learn a lot of Torah? Why do you have to write it? So he says when it comes to Ava of a mitzvah, it's not enough to just do the mitzvah. You have to want to be a part of the mitzvah. You want to own a chilek in the mitzvah. So he says that's why their Avas Aretz was, how did it come to play out, was that they wanted to own a part of Eretz Yisrael. And when you want to show that you love the Torah and doing the mitzvot, so you have to own a share of the Torah. But Ramosha Feinstein then asks a second question. He said, why is it that... he said, why is it that that we need to know that they had this love of Eretz Yisrael from Slavchad? Why isn't it enough that they had their, you know, they thought about it, they decided they loved Eretz Yisrael? Meaning, there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, to own a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, let's say. So why does it need to be, rather than they wanted to do it, that this was the Mesorah they had from Slavchad, just like Yosef? Why was that not enough? So he said, when it comes to doing a mitzvah, and doing a mitzvah ba'ava, it's much simpler when I just decide to do something. When I just decide to do something, doing it ba'ava and doing it comes easier. When it's the mitzvah I'm supposed to do because I'm commanded to, because my father already did it and my father told us to do it and he's inculcated us with those values, so now I'm expected to do it. The way to add to it, the way to make it better, is now to do it ba'ava. And do it the ava that comes from, I'm not just doing this because I like it. I'm doing this because I like it, and my father told me to do it. And he connects it to the Bar Tanura in Pirkei Avos, says that schar mitzvah mitzvah. What is schar mitzvah mitzvah? He says that the schar of doing a mitzvah, the extra mitzvah is when you do a ba'ava. When you do the mitzvah ba'ava, that is the extra mitzvah you get. Schar mitzvah brings along another mitzvah. What other mitzvah? The extra mitzvah of having done that first mitzvah, ba'ava. And that's what I think about when I think of Levi Yitzchak, when I think of this family, this home, when I think of Darchei Noam. That's the message you're trying to pass along to your children, to your Talmidim. Some of them are this, there's an overlap there. But the message you're trying to pass along is you're trying to inculcate them, spread the hislavos, the love we have for doing mitzvot. That's extra important. That's the extra mitzvah. That's what makes it our mitzvah. It's not just that I live in Eretz Yisrael, but I want to own a part of it because I have Ava of the mitzvah. I want to write a Sefer Torah because I want to be part of the mitzvah. And that's a message that's very fitting for the birthday boy. And Admeya Vasrim Shana, she continues spreading the love of doing mitzvahs to your friends, your family, your Talmidim, and the rest of Klai Yisrael. Amen.